All right, so Jeezy posted bail for himself and five other members of his entourage that were arrested with him when police found an assault rifle on his tour bus. Following his arrest, Jeezy was being held on $1 million bond. CeeLo Green is expected to find out today if there's enough evidence for him to stand trial in a criminal case against him. Now, he's accused of slipping ecstasy in a woman's drink back in 2012. A preliminary hearing that's going to happen this morning in L.A. will decide what happens. Now, he pleaded not guilty to that charge and originally also faced a rape accusation, but there was insufficient evidence for that. If he's convicted, he could get 4 years behind bars. Mm. Ray J could have gotten 4 years, too, but he struck a plea deal in that assault case stemming from an accident or an incident at a Beverly Hills hotel. It happened in May. Mm-hmm. He pled no. Is that a word, pled? Okay.
Yeah.
He's pleading. No, it is?
Yeah, he pled.
It's a word.
Yeah. You can say pled.
All right. He pled no contest to misdemeanor trespassing, and I wasn't listening to you, Albert. Okay? You last person I'm going to listen to. Anyway, three other charges were dismissed. Ray J's been given 3 years probation. Mm-hmm. This might be hard for Ray J, y'all.
Right.
Plus, he has to complete 50 hours of community service, and he has to do 12 courses on anger management and alcohol therapy. The thing is, he appears to be one of those guys who gets crazy when he has a drink. I don't know that to be true, but I don't know.
And in this situation, they're probably going to test him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They might put the monitor on him.
Yep.
It doesn't say he has a monitor. I don't think he has a monitor, but I don't know. We'll see. Speaking of drinking, the man married to Whitney Houston's daughter has been arrested for DUI. Nick Gordon was involved in a serious car accident. Happened yesterday in Roswell, Georgia. Now, he walked away with only minor injuries, but he was arrested on the scene because cops think he was under the influence. He was driving on a suspended license. No other vehicles were involved in this accident, but they think he was under the influence because his BMW, he lost control, flipped upside down after hitting a curb and a fire hydrant. Wow. He's lucky to be alive.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. He's really lucky to be alive. Lastly, poor Sean Kingston. Does Sean Kingston write? Doesn't he write stuff for people?
I think so, yeah.
He writes.
All right, well, listen to this. A New York jeweler is going after Sean Kingston for not paying over $200,000 worth of jewelry he got between 2008 and 2013. I know a lot of rappers do this and a lot of people do this, but so it was a watch or several watches, a Jesus piece, some chains. He also didn't return a $12,000 ring he borrowed to be on 106 in Park. Here's the thing. He's tried to pay for the jewelry on several occasions, but his checks bounced.
Oh, no way.
He needs to call He needs to go to WeFixMoney.com. How do I get in touch with him and let him know?
Tweet him.
I guess so. I'm Alfreda. That's all out the way. You want more stuff? Go to the RestPartMorningShow.com. Of course, you can tweet us and Instagram us at RestPartShow. I know I missed some stories, so tweet them to me at Breedis Flick.